These lessons we must also learn. March 21, steadfastness. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear. Job 11:15. It is right for the youth to feel that they must reach the highest development of their mental powers. We would not restrict the education to which God has set no limit, but our attainments avail nothing if not put to use for the honor of God and the good of humanity. What we need is knowledge that will strengthen mind and soul, that will make us better men and women. Hard education is of far more importance than mere book learning. It is well, even essential, to have a knowledge of the world in which we live, but if we leave eternity out of our reckoning, we shall make a failure from which we can never recover. If the youth understood their own weakness, they would find in God their strength. There is a science of Christianity to be mastered, a science as much deeper, broader, higher than any human science, as the heavens are higher than the earth. The mind is to be disciplined, educated, trained, for we are to do service for God in ways that are not in harmony with inborn inclination. Hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil must be overcome. Often the education and training of a lifetime must be discarded that one may become a learner in the school of Christ. Our hearts must be educated to become steadfast in God. We are to form habits of thought that will enable us to resist temptation. We must learn to look upward. The principles of the Word of God, principles that are as high as heaven and that compass eternity, we are to understand in their bearing upon our daily life. Every act, every word, every thought is to be in accord with these principles. All must be brought into harmony with and subject to Christ.